I will talk a little bit about our 8 years of the daily tissue culture and the in vitro breeding work. I'm from Institute for Advanced Learning and Research in Danville, Virginia. I also adjunct faculty in Virginia Tech. Okay, this is Daylily. Daylily is a very beautiful landscape and household plants. The genus is native to Asian countries and is full of rich colors, wide range of the acclimates to the different climates, all type of, can use all type of landscape. And also this plant is very drought tolerant. Bloom can from spring to autumn, some of the varieties is the rebloom type. Now it is propagated through vegetative propagation. We need some specific colors. The color is very rich, but if you find specific color, it is very difficult. We try to work on this part. And also, daylily have a problem of rust problem. And the most important is that daylily, the deer like daylily very much. Our research is focused on establishing in vitro propagation system and also establish an in vitro regeneration breeding system. We mainly work on in vitro breeding, mutation breeding, and partially we work on the embryo, early stage embryo rescue, because we work on the triploid breeding before. And then also the tissue culture technology can be used as an in vitro selection system. Okay, this is a process we are in our protocol. We will first get the crown part from the plant, sterilize in the clean hood, and then transfer to the suitable medium to induce more tissues. Micropropagation for daylily is possible. And different varieties is different, and of course the from the tissue culture to plant to the pot plant normally take around a year. Okay, this is a multi-shoot regeneration from one shoot. We can see the left side is a in vitro shoot. Then we cut it, separate the each shoot in the clean hood. You can see we can, from this one we can get 21 new shoots. This is 1 month of culture. So then next step, we get the shoots, then we will rooting in the charcoal medium. Daylily is not difficult to rooting. It grows very good in the charcoal medium. This is the shoots ready to acclimatization. Or I tested how long this shoot can be stored in the refrigerator, so we can ship longer. 1 week, that's no problem for this shoot. After 1 week storage, I transplant it to the soil. Survival rate have no reduced. So we can produce the plug plant from the tissue culture. This is our greenhouse transplanted plant. This is a very special color, lavender acorns. We are working micropropagation. Okay, next experiment we are talking about the daylily callus induction and the regeneration. Daylily now is a very important horticulture crop, also attract a lot of attention from the plant molecular biologist, because this plant is very specific. The flower can only open 1 day. What's the mechanism controlling the flower open from feet in one day, this people said this is a time-controlled death, programmed death process. If we want to study this part, we may need a regenerative system to further study this mechanism. For the callus induction, we culture the shoes in different callus induction medium. From left to right, we test the different medium. This one produced the most color. This color is from the shoes, from the base of the crown part. Then we transfer that color to the different medium to because in the first this callus is not regenerable. We need a continuous selection, several cycles of selection. Then we select the regenerable embryogenic callus. Then we can go to the regeneration. This is a selection, one step of the selection. We select the friable, yellowish callus to next cycle of selection. This is the callus regeneration. Okay, the callus can regenerate very good. Of course, the different varieties are little different. Yeah, this dish we can see regenerate more than 100 shoots. That's no problem. And this is because the first dish full of the callus, then we spread the callus to one dish to five dishes, and then regeneration like this. One piece of callus can regenerate a lot of shoots. That's a regeneration system. Different varieties, the culture response is different, and also the callus color is different. Depend on the things. When we correspond with the flower color, the callus color is correspondent with the flower color, plant color. Yeah. Different varieties, the rooting characteristic is different. In daylily, a lot of people think that talk about the daylilies, that daylilies are very easy to generate thermoclonal variation in tissue culture. We tested it. This is the result. We use the rapid to test the regenerance within 2 years. Normally, we talk about the method to eliminate the thermoclonal variation. We think, okay, 2 years is the limit. After 2 years, they may produce the variation for the tissue culture. So 2 years means, okay, every 2 years we need to start the new culture from the field plant. That's why in the tissue culture lab we have a technician specifically work on induction of the from the start material. This is a 2 years result. We cannot, in DNA level, we cannot see the difference between the regenerants and the mother plant. So for the system, we try to use the tissue culture system in breeding. We work on triploid breeding. We cross with diploid with tetraploid, then rescue the embryos in early stage to generate the triploid daily. And also we work on the in vitro mutation breeding on foliage color. And the other direction is we working on the daily school color. This is a triploid daylily generation. We work with a daylily breeder. You know, in East Coast, we have a lot of private daylily breeders. We work on with a daylily breeder. She hybridizes the diploid with the tetraploid in her garden, and then we collected the embryo to move to the lab. We induce the embryo, rescue the embryo in the early stage. This one, after we work, we selected this color. This color we named the Virginia Tech Spirit, the VT Spirit. Virginia Tech color is burgundy and gold. This is the burgundy and gold color. This is the start of our school color breeding program. This is the Virginia VT Spirit flowering in the greenhouse. The other part of our research is focused on the foliage breeding. And in daylily, the foliage color is always green. Recently, people reported that some of the plants they can produce red anthocyanin. That's a red foliage color. We introduced this material to the in vitro. We try to use the in vitro technology, mutation techniques, to increase the red color in the plant. Now this research is under progress. We already have the in vitro system. We try to use different method, different mutation method to treat it and select. This is another foliage breeding from our program is a leaf foliage strip variegation and also the foliage shape variegation from the mutation. And it's in tissue culture we can produce a lot of what's it called? It's a yellowish white shoots. These shoots is not cannot survive normally in my lab. I talked with Mary yesterday. She said that she worked on the turf grass. She gets some of totally white ones. But in daylily, the white one, yellow one cannot survive. It's very difficult. But partially variegated chimeras that can survive. This one is partially variegated leaf color and is a chimeras. You can see the leaf is a variegated. Sometimes we can see the yellow and green. Sometimes we can see the is a white and green color. Also this one. This one is more white. The last one is more yellow. Yeah. And the variegation can also extend to the flower part. This is the flower part. You can see the down the bud is a control plant. The up bud is a variegated one. As I said, the variegated, totally variegated yellow or white plant is very difficult to survive. We can make it survive in the growth chamber, but it cannot survive in the greenhouse or in the field. And also the variegated plant grows very slow. Yeah, this plant, the right one, the plant we transplanted at the same size in the same part, the variegated grows very slow, the control plant grows very quick. And some of the totally yellow ones in the left side, the yellow part, actually that's a plant, but they cannot grow. This is a different degree of the variegate. Also, the variegate can transfer to the flower. Yeah, that's a leaf variegation, and this is a flower also strip. So, for the mechanism of the chimeras production generation, only the parent clinal chimeras is possible for the stable variegation. So next one, we try to work on the school color breeding. We try to select the different colors, and some of the color is not resemble to the school color. We working on the mutation breeding to select further true to the school color. This one is we name it as Virginia Commonwealth University color. Virginia Commonwealth University color is orange and black. From this flower, we can see the orange scape is very good, and the black is a pollen color. This one, in name is redskins color. Redskins color burgundy and gold. And some are a little bit white, but this flower has no white. In daylily, it's very difficult to find a pure white color. This color is blue and white. The white is not enough. We try to work on it to name it as a Liberty University color in Virginia. Liberty University is very close to where our institute is, a blue and white color for the school. Apart from the daily work, we also work on the bulb plants. We work on the lilies. We work on bulb tissue culture regeneration. We also have some preliminary field tests, and this part we mainly work on the cut flower. It's not pot flower, and this one is oriental lily muscadet. This one is the middle one is a orange pet. There's one stem, one bouquet. Orange pet lily, and this is the Easter lily, Asiatic lily. The stem one is actually the Euchomys pineapple lily. This one is a cutflower poppy. Cutflower poppy is very attractive. Normally we think cutflower poppy is only very short of the shelf time. This species is very special. It's called the trumpet poppy. It's a very special cut flower. The shelf time can be 1 week. And also we work on next talk about a little bit about the begonia, Rex begonia tissue culture work. This is our group. And we also working with different farms and different gardens associations in Virginia. Okay, any question?